I'm Greg Allen in Delray Beach, Florida. President Obama addressed senior citizens directly in his speech, and this is an area that's full of them. In the clubhouse at Vizcaya, a retirement community, four men and four women, all Medicare recipients, gathered to hear what the president had to say. They all liked the president's address, but afterwards, some, like Stan Schneier, still had questions.
The man is a brilliant speaker and everything, but I'm very skeptical about government. Everything he said, if it comes out, it's hunky-dory, it's rosy. But that's not the way things work in real life.
What are you worried that could happen with
I'm worried about what the cost of this plan will. He said it will cost nothing. So I'm a little skeptical about spending more and more money that our great-grandchildren will have to pay.
David Clifford is 66 years old and says he's experienced the problems of the healthcare system firsthand. He liked the president's proposal to begin pilot projects aimed at bringing down the cost of medical malpractice insurance and doing away with what the president called defensive medicine.
I, for instance, went to three different orthopedic surgeons a year or so ago, and they had to have two MRIs within a couple of weeks. And that's not an inexpensive procedure. It's very expensive. Did I need to? No. One was sufficient.
And why do you think they did that?
They're covering their bottom side.
While the president was talking, all the while Judy Goldstein was perched on a bar stool in the back of the room. When the evening began, there was no one in the room more critical of President Obama and his health care proposals. But she says what she heard surprised her. She says she was reassured by the forceful way the president dispelled myths about cuts to Medicare and the possibility the government would set up death panels.
I was listening to all the negative things, especially since I am a senior citizen. I said, oh my God, they're going to put me to sleep.
You know, the way he puts it, it makes it sound like, well, who could ever believe these things? Yet it's not like, I mean, this stuff is out there and it has a lot of currency.
It is. And I've heard a lot about it, and I was believing it. I really was. And I don't consider myself stupid. But I was really believing it because I did not vote for him. A lot of things about him I didn't like. So I'm very glad that I heard this tonight.
One supporter of the president's health care plan summed it up. He talked to us like we're adults, he said. Now I'm hoping that Congress will behave like they're adults. Greg Allen, NPR News, Delray Beach, Florida.